It's just amazing what they try and get away with selling their new cars. In fact, Barb's sedan that she's had for many years, the window motor in the back passenger side window quit working, so the window falls down, okay? And while we were at this dealership looking at new cars, I walked back to the service department and I said, you know, I'd like to find out what it would cost to get this window fixed. The regulator's bad. And the girl, quote unquote, girl told me, well, there's a $185 fee just to do diagnostics. And I said, well, you need to be hooking a computer up to the car to find out what's wrong with the back. She just laughed at me and turned around and walked away. And I thought, my Lord, I didn't have to pay $185 to get an estimate on buying my house. Over.
Exactly. Well, I'm glad that Barbara got the vehicle that she wanted, and she enjoys it, and she's liking it real well. But, yeah, these service riders, they're a joke. We had I don't remember if it was a Plymouth or the Pontiac. I had a Plymouth Bellari station wagon, and then we had a Pontiac 6000. Joey carried it in. It was leaking something. And the silly service rider looked at her, and she said, well, is it water or oil or what? And she says, I don't know. It's just dripping. He said, well, did you taste it? She said, she looked at him. She said, are you an idiot? Would you stick your finger in something underneath the car just because it was wet? If you do, go over here in my car and stick your finger in it and taste it.
I can see that happening right now. You know, there's one thing I've been thinking about. I've been watching some of these YouTube videos where the police pull people over and they're sovereign citizens and all this stuff. And the thing I can't figure out is the police are always talking about officer safety. And they'll pull you over to the side of the road and say, are you okay? You look like maybe you don't feel good, or you're falling asleep or something. I'm just stopping you for your own safety. But yet, when they get you out of the car, they have you go stand in front of their car while the motor's running to do different am I drunk tests and stuff like this. And I found out, after talking with several lawyers, that those tests are not designed for you to ever pass one of those tests. Let me let this reset. Tests are actually to make you fail so that they can get you for drunk driving. But I got pulled over one time, and the cop wanted to have me walk the line and all this kind of stuff. And I told him, I said, take me to the hospital. I want you to check my blood. They wouldn't do that because they knew if they just said, okay, walk this line. If I walked the line and then they could say I was drunk. But if they took me to the hospital and I gave a blood sample, then there's no way they could come out and say I was drunk when I wasn't. But anyway, it's a funny world out there, Gary. Hey, by any chance, do you know anybody locally, radio? So I got my HF right here, and it's been out of service for a couple months because of the, I don't know if the relay for the antenna is clicking in when I first turn the radio on or what, but I don't get any audio out of it. Every once in a while, well, I can get, what is it, CHU or WWV, whatever it is there, 10.0, I can get that, but everything else is kind of like it's muted or something, and I had the capacitors changed in at one time that Kenwood said was probably the problem, but but now it's happening again, over.
I do not know anybody here locally. Gosh, there was a fellow down in Anderson, or between Anderson and Clemson. I don't know if he's still working on them or not. I've got his number here somewhere. I have to do some research and development, see if I can find it. If I can, I'll give him a call or give you the number, and then you can call him. But he's the only one that I know of right offhand. What model is that radio again? I don't remember.
It is a Kenwood 450 TS.
If I can get in touch with him, I'll find out. But you say it doesn't seem to have any receive?
And I had it repaired once, and it lasted probably, I don't know, 6 months or so, and then all of a sudden the audio went out of it again. And also, if you should talk to Scott, give him my number and tell him to call me if he needs any help with anything, over.
I'll do that. I'll probably, he normally comes to most of the Hamfest. He may come up to Waynesville this weekend, to the West Cars Hamfest up there at Waynesville. If I see him, I'll give him your number and tell him to give you a call.
This is Waynesville, over.
Northwest of Asheville. If you run up 26 up to 40 and take 40 up there to Waynesville, and it's a real nice little ham fest. All the vendors are coming back but two. One of them's a Silent Key, and the other one is having some other problems, so he's not going to make it this year. But that's the only two vendors that's not going to be there. But they put on a good ham fest up there. They really do. Been up there the last several years. It's just one of the closer ones. I don't go to Florida, and I don't really go down to Charleston and places like that. But I'll go to Waynesville and Shelby and Lawrenceville and maybe Rock Hill. That's about as far as I travel to go to the ham fest. Ought to be ashamed of myself, I guess, but it'll take you, probably 2 hours, 2 hours, 15 minutes to get there.
Well, I appreciate talking with you. My grandson just called. I got to go pick him up at work, so I got to check out of here. So thanks for running the net. We appreciate it every week. And we'll talk to you later, Jerry. KA2XQ, back to net control.
KDOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I guess I need to do that. I'm past time for that. But good talking with you tonight, Ken. Enjoyed it, as always. Look forward to doing it again. And if I can find that guy's number, I can't even think of his name right now. I'm having one of them senior moments today, but I'll get that name and number, and if I can get in touch with him, I'll get it to you, and we'll go from there. Or if I run across somebody else that does it, we'll go that way too. But in the meantime, you and Barbara have a great evening. Be careful over there going to get your grandson, and get home safely. We'll talk to you a little bit later. 73, kid. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, KC4PLT. I didn't know. There's a few others having a few problems with it. I was having a little question here. Not so much a comment, but I didn't know if the website was down over there for the pre-check-in or not, because I hadn't been able to get back in on it when they brought it to my attention. I didn't know if they was having trouble with it or not. Or did you know anything about that, or are you aware of it?
Well, I don't know when it might have gone down there, Richard, but Let's see here. 1, 2, 3, 8, 9, 10. I had 18 on there tonight, and you were the first one. So, yeah, the last one that checked in was Mr. Bill down there in Anderson, and he checked in around right before 9 o'clock. So I don't know. Maybe if Dave Watson is still listening, he could tell you. He maintains most of that and does a good job of it, but may not know it's down, if it's down.
I don't know what's going on. I tried it from two different computers there on my end, and it just keeps twirling, keeps saying the site can't reach it or something like that. I don't know. Or it could be something kafooey. Who knows? Anyway, you do a great job on here, Gary, as always. Just had to come in there and say hi to you, too, there. Hadn't had a chance to talk too much on here or nobody because been having some health issues here and all. Just trying to get, to doing better. But anyway, shoot, man, you always do a great job. And tell Joy up there I said hello to there. Don't get out and too much to get to do like I want to do. Or I got an antenna I really need to get up there and hadn't even got around to that. But it's just been so doggone hot there. I just can't hardly bear to get out there to try to think about sighting with one. But anyway, yeah, I just wanted to run that by you. I didn't know if you was aware of anything on it or not, or if it's just my end going crazy or what here. But anyway, I'll turn it back over to you, Gary. It's always good to hear you on there. KC4PLT, back to net.
Okay, Richard. Well, I'll do some research and development on this end, and if I can't do anything else, I'll get in touch with Dave tomorrow and see if he knows anything about it, or if it's still broke or whatnot, and I'll let you know as soon as I find out something. But glad you brought it to our attention. Like I said, I don't know because I don't use the pre-net. Haven't yet, I've used the EchoLink quite a bit, but I haven't used the pre-net check-in. So I guess I'll have to try that out one of these days. But thanks for coming in and letting us know, Richard. You keep pinking and a grinning down there, and I hope you get feeling better. You said you were not feeling real well. And don't worry about getting out there anytime soon. This is supposed to start getting pretty warm Saturday, and then all next week is supposed to be up there next to the century mark. I was looking at the weather this morning, and a lot of 98s and 99s in there. So you don't need to be out there in the heat playing with antennas. It can wait a while.
SQSL may just wait to fall. Maybe when something cools down here. I tell you what, there, Gary, it is. It's just unbearable out there in that heat there. Anybody could sure enough have heat strokes. Not just a split second before you realize it, you might get overheated or get too hot and have a heat stroke or something. It ain't worth it there. And I've let a lot of stuff go because even the grass was going to cut it one day, and it was just too much, too hot. Best time to do some things, I guess, is real early in the morning or very late in the evening. But I tell you, right in the middle of the day, that's the worst time of it all. Yeah, I'm really hoping that fall will get back in here pretty soon. That's my favorite time of the year there. It sure is. But anyway, yeah, I didn't know it. It could be something on my end, or I just thought, I'd bring that to your attention there. Maybe you probably know somebody that has to do with it or could check it or something there. Because after the last several times that I've tried to get back on, that's the first time that I've ever had that problem there. So that's one reason I thought, too, that I would bring it to your attention, because never had no problem getting in on it up till today there. Another one said, called me and said, well, they couldn't get in on it. And I said, well, I can't either, so I don't know what the heck's going on. May have got so hot it may have burned it in half. That's the way it usually goes, Gary. May have got so hot there, all that hot degree weather we had, may have burnt something in half over here. Anyway, I'll get out of here and I'll turn it back over to you. Take some medicine and I'll probably be calling it a night here pretty soon. KI4DOS, KC4PLT, back to the net.
Okay, Richard. Well, I'll do my do some checking around in the morning. As soon as I find out something, I'll give you a call. And if you're available, fine. If not, I'll leave you a voicemail or send you a text, whichever you prefer. But as soon as I find out something, I'll let you know, okay?
You're great, Gary. KC4PLT. Be clear. 70 freeze.
73 there, Richard. Y'all take care down that way. Do we have additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. That's about going to wrap it up. I'm going to submit my net report here electronically, and then we'll close the net out. Folks, had a grand total of 60 tonight, 6-0. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. Y'all make the net, folks. Come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling to the best of my knowledge. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.